Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and may the peace of God be with you today. This morning, again, we want to continue in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. It says, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity." So we talked about being an example on day one, and on Monday we talked about being an example in word. And today I want to talk about being an example in conversation. This word conversation does not mean it here in the Bible what we would call a conversation. What we would call a conversation is a conversation between two people. They're dialoguing, having a conversation. But this word conversation, when we read it in the scriptures, is referencing to our walk in life. If you look it up in the vines, it means your walk, the way you live. That's what this word conversation means. And so the scripture here is exhorting us that we should be an example of the believers in the way we live our life, our conversation, our walk of life. And you will see throughout the scriptures that this word is used and interchanged with the word walk and conversation. And we have an example in Philippians chapter 3, verse 18. He says, "For many walk, of whom I've told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of the Christ, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things." Notice verse 20. He says, "For our conversation," or our walk, "is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." So Paul saying that here, that his walk is as it is in heaven. He's living in such a way that he's not offensive to the Lord. He's walking as he's right beside the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven, and he's walking a holy life. And we turn over to Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. It says, "Only let your conversation or your walk be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel." So our walk should be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. You know, Christ, his conversation or his walk on this earth was holy. It was pure. It was without sin. And that was the gospel, that he came to deliver us from sin. And so our walk, our conversation says it should be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. And then we jump to Peter, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15. It says, "But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, in all manner of life, in all manner of your walk. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear." And so, here, Paul's telling us that we should be holy in all of our conversations. And we turn over to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 11. He says this. He's talking about the day of the Lord, when all the earth shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that there are therein shall be burned up. He says, "Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved," he asks this question, "what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness. And so our verse in Timothy there is exhorting us that we should be an example of the believers in our conversation, in our walk of life. So can people look at you and I and say, there's a man that is living a holy life. There's a woman who is living a holy life. They resemble Jesus Christ. They walk like he walked. They act like he acted. And so Paul's encouraging Timothy there that this is our calling, to be an example of the believers in this way, that we should resemble the gospel. And I read that verse there in Philippians chapter 3. It says, for many walk, of whom I've told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. So we are either portraying the gospel of Christ and walking as he walked, and we're an example of the believers, or we are portraying that we are an enemy of the cross of Christ. And so I want to encourage you this morning, does your life, your conversation, your walk, is it an example of the believers? Isn't it an example of the Lord Jesus Christ himself? He has given us the grace and the strength and the power to live a godly and holy life. As it is written, be holy for I am holy. May God bless you, and may you be inspired to be an example of the believers of the Lord Jesus Christ and walk in sincerity and truth with God and his word. Thank you for listening. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for your inspired word, the word of God, which is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword. And it gives us life, it gives us hope, it gives us peace. We thank you and we bless you and we praise you, Lord, that you give us the grace and the power to be an example of the believers. Just ask that you would bless all those who are listening in today. May they be inspired today to go forth from here and to be truly an example of the believers in their conversation, their walk of life. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. And if you would like to ever talk to someone, my phone number is 260-466-4899. Thank you for listening, and God bless.